My first question is that you had a big problem with the Angela confrontation, was that she mentioned your mom. I will say you were the first person to mention your mom during that back and forth. I was wondering if you had any regrets bringing her up.
When she spoon and
Like
I
a BB moment, which is like a beautiful black moment. Do we get any of those in this episode?
Black.
We have a chaotic bi moment.
And you're watching Black Bi Reality.
There's Black Bi Baddies
And those who love us. Hi, Matt. This is Nicole Weaver from the Black Bi Reality podcast. How are you doing?
Nice to meet you, Nicole. So I'm doing well. I'm doing well. Thanks for asking. You look great this morning.
Thank you. My first question is that you had a big problem with the Angela confrontation, was that she mentioned your mom. I will say you were the first person to mention your mom during that back and forth. I was wondering if you had any regrets bringing her up.
Well, the reason I even brought that up in the first place is I do feel like that is a backlash comment that I've received. They're like, "Hey, you brought up your mom," but we called, Angela mom in the house. We called her mama. People referred to her as mama, and even before any of that came up, she made the comment, "I'm a mother, I'm a mother." And so obviously, I think the theme of motherhood was not introduced by me. And so with somebody who everybody referred to as mama, she brought up motherly actions. And so I said, my mom's gonna have to be at home and watch this. And then she hammered on that in a way that, was pretty hurtful. So I thought that's interesting that, people think that I'm the person that brought it up. I totally understand how people could see it that way. But at the end of the day, we literally called Angela mama. So I think the whole theme of motherhood was more present with her than, it was with me bringing it up personally.
I get it. I get it. I think it was also trying to put something back into perspective, but it's always a risk of like how cutthroat is this person? And Angela was not turning back. My other question for you is that you got in front of Julie, and of course she had to ask you about your relationship with Mackenzie and what you whispered. Your answer included that you were talking about capitalizing on what you guys built in the house. I was just wondering, like, what would be your ideal way of capitalizing once you are reunited with her?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you can see it. There's some clips of us in the live feeds talking about she's like, "Yeah, some of my exes like didn't take me on the best dates, and one time, I played like putt-putt and like went to live music," and I'm like, "I'll blow that out of the water." So like, I think like when I get home, I would love to take her out. I would love to continue to get to know her. Mackenzie was always like a safe place for me in the game. She is a super strong woman. It was an honor just to like get to know her, and every night felt like we weren't in the house, and so during the day we tried to stay our distance as much as possible, but definitely had a connection. And then at the end of the day, got to just like forget that we were playing Big Brother, and I'm thankful for that, and I think that our story's not over. I don't know how that story is going to end. We're definitely still in chapter one, but we've got 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7 that's going to get written. I don't know what that's going to say, but I'm excited nonetheless to find out alongside everybody who's curious to see as well.
My next question is, you talked a lot about being stereotyped. You're more of one of the jock characters, which also usually gets pegged of you're going to be in a showmance. Angela obviously knows that, makes multiple comments. Now, did that ever make you consider, actually, I should probably back off from Mackenzie, or obviously you still whispered in her ear at the end, just with the thought of how to move forward in the game when you still had life in it, did you ever consider backing off and why?
Great question. Well, there's two things to consider here. Like you just said, there's life outside of here, right? In my real life, like I'm single, and I really do want to settle down. I don't want to have to, continually keep being on the grind. Like I want to have a family. I want to be a father. It's been a dream of mine my whole life. So you have to hold that tension, but at the same time, know that navigating that with somebody in the house is gonna like absolutely be the worst idea in the world, right? So I think for me, it was more so that I didn't even get a chance. Like I got thrown into a showmance, like, and me and Mackenzie would feel that. We're like, We didn't like who we didn't make that decision. Like I just met I don't even, I didn't even know Mackenzie's name was spelled the way that it did until like day two or three when I saw her cup. So I'm like I'm like in a showmance with her, and I think she felt the same way. So I think like that was hard. And so for me, I was thinking like people literally act like I'm in love. Like there's a clip of Tucker being like, I think that they said they love each other. And I'm like, yo, what? Like I might have said I loved her cookies, like the cookies she baked, but I think like that rhetoric like was definitely frustrating, you know, because was I interested in Mackenzie? For sure. Like she's amazing, and I think anybody in their right mind would, but I think that getting thrown in just immediately was the whole problem with the situation that happened with Angela. But at the same time, on the outside, and she said it, I said it too, if we met, you know, we actually were in the same city right before we both went. I was in Dallas, she was in Dallas, and we were like, we easily could have ran into each other at the same spot and could have met, and you know, and we would have thought a different way as opposed to meeting in Big Brother. But you know, we got thrown into that, so we had to roll with it. And I think we had plans to use it. There's so many different plays we could have made, you know, having that showmance thing. We could have faked argued. We joked about being like, what if all of a sudden Matt and Leah actually have feelings for each other and it makes Mackenzie mad, but it's all a show. Like there's so many things we could have done, and we were planning on using it. So, you know, we'll see what happens on the outside, but in the game, I feel like we didn't even get a chance before people looked at us like hubby and wife, you know?
Right. Did you watch last season?
Yes, I did. Yeah.
Okay. What are your thoughts of people comparing you to Matt and Riley from last season?
Oh, fair. Like, so yeah, I mean, I'm hoping to continue to connect with Riley. She did reach out. She was like, BB twin. Like, we have the same story. Like, we do. So, you know, it is pretty similar. Like, she had a situation with Hysam. I had a situation with Angela. Obviously, my situation is a little different, but, you know, still kind of got turned into the showmance thing. At the end of the day, like, you know, it's that tension of you meet somebody in this game where showmate's going to paint you up as a target, lying and threatening and backstabbing is happening, but also you have your real life in the real world. You know, I think she navigated that well. He navigated that well in the house, obviously making it the second down the road. And so, you know, maybe that means opposite's going to happen this year. Mackenzie will get second. And but nonetheless, I'm cheering him on, and I understand the comparison for sure.
Thank you. All right, Matt, unfortunately, it looks like that's all the time that we have today. I just wanted to say that it was so nice talking to you. I know the blow-up episode was probably not the most fun to experience, but it was iconic. We'll always remember you. And yeah, this is the Black by Reality podcast where we talk about reality TV. We're going to continue doing Big Brother interviews. And hopefully, Matt, I know you're rooting for Mackenzie to stay in. So hopefully we don't talk to her anytime soon.
We'll see. But thank you so much. Anyway, I can continue to support your platform. More than happy to do so. Thank you for telling the story. Thank you for all those listening. Y'all are amazing. Thank you for the love and support. And we'll continue to see how it unfolds.